It was past midnight, and the length of her day and the strength of her emotions were starting to catch up with her. So much to do still, and yet a weariness in her bones, a feeling she associated with grief, a feeling she couldn't accept, wasn't ready for. She picked up the phone to call Detective Kaplan again.
"I told you I was on my way," he said.
She put the phone down. "You also told me it was best to go get some sleep," she replied. "So forgive me if I don't believe everything you say."
"Insulting me is probably not your best strategy," Detective Kaplan said.
"Well, leaving me in the dark isn't yours."
"You have to let us do our jobs."
Maggie let out a long sigh. How many times had she heard this complaint from her husband? That people wouldn't leave him alone, didn't trust him, couldn't wait for answers.
"There's a process," he used to say. "There's a protocol. Things take time."
But when your child is missing, time is of the essence. Process, protocol, things that sound time-consuming? No, just no. What did the boyfriend say?
He said he wasn't her boyfriend, for starters.
Hate to say I told you so.
No, you don't. You love to say that. Anyway, he may be lying. Everyone thinks she was seeing somebody.
Since you haven't talked to anyone but Sarah Franco and her RA, how do you define everyone? He ignored her question and started asking about her daughter's roommate. What she looked like, where she was inside the dorm, if she was with anybody, if Maggie was sure she hadn't left. Do you want me to come in with you?
No,
How about you just give me your gun and your badge and I'll go get her? How about that? He looked up toward the sky and shook his head.
I'm starting to see why.
Why my husband slept with someone else? Is that what you're gonna say?
No, I was gonna say why your daughter didn't tell you where she went.